Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed.
So good morning. Thank you for choosing to journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1 this Sunday morning, because we're talking about this word that's been flying around in my house for as long as I can remember. As a matter of fact, my daughter Campbell said when she hears this word, it's traumatizing to her because she remembers when she was a little girl that her daddy would always dismiss, those are the words she used, everything to be this very thing. So he would dismiss everything as this. So here's the deal. I went to the dentist this week again. Okay, friends, I have a couple issues around the dentist. Okay, we've talked before how they have the highest suicide rate because they are the most hated people. Nobody really says they're excited to go to the dentist. Well, I love my dentist, Dr. Jazz, and his assistant, Marie. They are absolutely phenomenal. And here's the thing. They totally get me. Like, they get me. And so this week when I went all by myself to the dentist, when they called my name, the first thing that Marie said is, "Where's Bob?" And I was like, "Well, Bob wasn't able to come with me." Okay, I forgot to mention last week that Bob takes me to all of my appointments also. So in light of all the things I told you Bob does, he even takes me to all of my appointments. Okay, that's a dentist, a doctor, a gyno, a eye doctor, like you name it, including the dentist this week. Bob normally would be taking me. Because here's why. Because I have some unexpected emotion around some set of circumstances, which in this case is the dentist. And so then I get in the dentist chair. Dr. Jazz comes over and first thing he says, doesn't say, "Hi, how are you?" He's like, "Where's Bob?" Okay, so everyone's so excited to see Bob, but really the whole issue was they know that I do not like to go to the dentist by myself. Okay, they thought it was weird when I said that I don't wear contacts anymore because Bob used to put them in my eye for me and then he wasn't able to do it anymore because he was so irritated. So my man does everything for me, but here's what my man says. My man says that I am full of drama, D-R-A-M-A. So it dawned on me that when they were telling me at the dentist's office, they were like so surprised why Bob wasn't with me. And I was like, well, because I can do this by myself. And they both said at the same time, like, but you have so much drama. Okay, now I have the dentist and the dental hygienist telling me that I have drama. My friends, I guess this mama has a whole lot of drama. Okay, but here's the thing. I typically would go to the dentist and take that little pill and forget about everything. And I would get on a plane and take that little pill and forget about everything there too. And so now that I'm really facing things head on, it's becoming a little bit more apparent and undeniable that this mama apparently does and did, and I hope to soon change this, have a lot of drama. So we'll be talking about that on this week's show. We'll be back on the other side of the break to define the word drama. We'll be back after the break. Okay, so apparently the something new inside me that Mandisa is singing about is some more drama. So this mama, I guess, has a lot of drama. Now, here's the thing, my friends. I am unpacking this topic of drama today because I, after learning a lot more about it and learned the solution to having less drama in your life, I do not feel like I have a lot of drama. I feel like I have a lot of legitimate, exciting emotions that seem to be unexpected around a series of events or circumstances. Okay, that is the definition of drama. It is an exciting, emotional, or unexpected series of events or set of circumstances. So I interviewed a few people, Kurt being one of them. I said, when I say drama, what do you say? Is that a positive thing? And he said, nope, stress. Okay. I asked Bob, define drama since you call Campbell full of drama and this mama full of drama. My man says it's anything that is not straightforward. Period. If it's not straightforward, he literally puts it immediately in the category of drama. Okay. I sought out, per Andy Stanley, my favorite Bible study teacher, since this is his teaching and I'm putting the Judy Hare twist on it, we sought out what it means in the Urban Dictionary. Now, the fun thing about the Urban Dictionary is everybody can play and everybody can offer their opinion. And so while Webster seems to say it's just an exciting, emotional, or unexpected series of events or circumstances, here's what the Urban Dictionary says. It says, something that women, especially teenage girls, thrive on. Okay, something that especially teenage girls and women thrive on. Okay, I beg to differ because I know men. Okay, I've given birth to two men who have drama. I'm married to a man who has drama, not according to the Urban Dictionary, which goes on to say that it is consisting of any number of situations that could have an easy solution, which would bring forth a positive outcome. Okay, it goes on to even say, but these girls, okay, not boys, not Bob, these girls and women instead choose another bad way to deal with these circumstances by backstabbing, blackmailing, gossiping, and betraying their friends. Okay. Are you serious? Like, okay, so when you describe drama the first way, according to Webster, it makes sense to me. I'm drama filled, okay? But if you describe it the second way, I do not feel like I fall in the category of having all of those things, okay? But if I were to survey a bunch of people about drama, they would think of middle school drama, high school drama, teenage girl drama, parenting drama, marital drama, second, third, fourth marriage drama, financial drama. But those definitions really don't just plug in very beautifully to the drama that I am so guilty of all the time. They give an example of drama. Okay, there's avoidable drama, then there's unavoidable drama. Here's an example of drama from the Urban Dictionary. I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I still love him. Okay, so Bob would say, Kurt would say, that's just stressful. Bob would say, that's an easy solution. I would really want you to unpack all the pros and cons of why you don't want to break up with your boyfriend because you still love him. Because here's the deal. I guess I am full of drama. We all have drama, my friends, and Scripture is going to tell us on this Sunday show the answer, the question that we need to ask ourselves, this one question that would indeed change every single situation. Because here's the thing about drama. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. It makes us crazy. We can look back and think, okay, I would not have this drama if I didn't say that, text that, feel that, do that. But in this situation, it just kind of seems unavoidable, right? So we have to define unavoidable drama and avoidable drama. Because here's the deal. When we can ask ourselves this one question that biblically is so sound and so telling, then we can expend a lot more energy on the unavoidable drama because we now have better energy instead of spending it on avoidable versus unavoidable. Okay, you with me so far? So here's the deal. Unavoidable drama is all things family. Okay, all things family. We all know that when we think of family functions, Bob calls them triple Fs. I'll let you fill in the blanks. Those triple Fs, those family functions that we don't feel like we get to go to, but we absolutely have to go to. Say like holiday scheduling, family dinners, like those are things that are absolutely unavoidable drama, okay? then there's this whole wheelhouse of drama that is considered avoidable. And here's the categories. Money, relational, sexual, academic. There's like so many things that can literally go into the category of avoidable drama unless you're Judy Hare and you just can't seem to be drama free. So the question on the table is, how can I be drama free? How can I be drama free? Because here's the deal. God has created us with this resurrection power, right? This capacity to be drama free. Okay. Drama free means fewer regrets, better decisions. Okay. We're always looking to scripture, which has the solution to every problem, the answer to every question. Because here's the thing. Scripture will tell us over and over again what the wise thing to do is. It's a matter of if we choose to do that, whether we can step into having a better life because of better decisions and therefore fewer regrets and ultimately less drama. So I know you're on board and I know you can't wait to hear the solution to how can I be drama free, which we're going to talk about on the other side of this break. Thanks to Cunis Country Auto Group for sponsoring the show. Just when I feel this crazy world is going to bring me down, this when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special. Okay, so I can't imagine even loving me less either. And we love that song that reminds us that God just loves us so much, whether we are someone with a lot of drama or a little drama. And so what is the definition of drama, my friends? It is an exciting, emotional, or unexpected series of events or set of circumstances, or according to the Urban Dictionary, it's basically something that women and teenage girls do. They thrive on it. They find things that could be very easy to solve, and they overcomplicate them. Instead of having good intentions, they go out of their way to create bigger turmoil, crisis, and spectacles of a particular situation. And so I'm sure you're all thinking of somebody, and I'm here to defend myself that when it comes to some of those descriptions, I am not a mama who is filled with drama. But here's the deal. Paul, one of my favorite guys in scriptures, he answers the question about how we can be, right? How, this is always about I statements. How can I be drama free? And here's the scripture verse from the book of Ephesians. It says, be careful how you live. Be careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Now, here's the deal. The word live means walk. The word live means be careful, pay attention. Pay attention to how you're walking, where you're walking, because here's why. If you are acting as a wise person versus an unwise person, the odds are you're headed in a different direction. So here's the thing. An unwise person really does not understand that what I do affects you, right? An unwise person doesn't have a real grasp on cause and effect, right? They don't understand that the present will someday be in your past, but your past will always be present in your future. Where a wise person says, hey, you know what? I do get it. I get that life is connected. I get that there's really no isolated incidents. There's no isolated decisions. I mean, typically what I do will affect the people that I love and oftentimes people that I don't love. So someone who's wise is got like eyes wide open. They're looking ahead, they're connecting the dots, and they're realizing, this is a second part of that verse, that making the most of every opportunity is generally a better decision, right? So be careful how you live, not as unwise, but wise, but instead make the most of every opportunity. The word opportunity is translated in scripture to be like time, right? Make the most of your time, right? Time is this very precious commodity. I know as a mother of four, I would give anything to rewind and go back to recognizing that time is just something that we redeem, right? Like it's currency, it's limited, it's valuable, and it's a resource that if we're not making the most of our time, we often look back and we've got some regrets, right? So When I watch my kid play a video game for 6 hours, I think that is a waste of time. When I hear my son, you know, was at a pool party for 6 hours, I just chalk both of those up to not making the most of the time in your life. That's just my opinion. So here's the deal. Here's the key. If you do important things, you will meet important people, right? So if you're making the most of every opportunity, you are doing important things. A lot of us feel like we want to be important. Well, here's how you become important. You do important things. And when you do important things, you become an important person and you typically meet important people. My friends, let me clarify. An important thing is anything that is not about you. Okay, so in order to be drama free, you are recognizing that you got to be careful what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're doing. You got to be acting wise instead of unwise, making the most of every opportunity and realizing that when you do important things, which is stepping outside of yourself in service of someone else, you would typically be doing important things, meeting important people and becoming an important person because life is not revolving around you. My daughter Campbell recently heard about a gal who was going to college through an ROTC program. Okay, Campbell was like, Mom, I think that's really cool. This is a young lady who barely will serve at the fish fry on Fridays during Lent. So I'm pretty sure she's not willing to serve her country. But anyway, we'll save that for another day. So the reason that we're doing this thing that Paul tells us to do, which will help us be drama-free, is he goes on to say that the days are evil, right? The days are evil. My friends, I can't even imagine raising kids today. I'm doing that. I can't even imagine being a kid today in a culture that literally promotes them to the edge of disaster and then judges them when they cross over, right? Just talking to my friend here in the station who says he really doesn't have any problems with his kids. Just for a moment, I was feeling a little jealous of that, but I guess it's all relative because apparently I make more drama and more problems if Bob says you could just be really straightforward and make a decision, then there would be less drama. My friends, here's the deal. 90% of our drama falls into three categories. It's relational, it's financial, or it's sexual. It is financial, it is relational, or it is sexual. If we look back and make different decisions, if we act wise versus unwise, if we recognize the days are evil, we could literally eliminate 90% of our drama because all of it flows, right? If we go with the flow, we will typically be where we don't want to go. If we go with the flow, we will get stuck in the undertow of a culture that is evil. It is literally evil, calling right wrong and bad good. Because here's the deal. Right is right if nobody does it. Wrong is wrong if everybody is doing it. So here's what this verse goes on to say. It says, therefore, do not be foolish. Understand the will of God. My friends, foolish is the opposite of wise. Okay, that's living life as if it's not connected. It's living life as if what I do today is an isolated event that is not going to follow me into my future, right? This scripture verse is so key in order to be drama-free because it is simply saying, if you know the will of God and you do it, then you know when right is right, you know when wrong is wrong, and you face up to that reality. Otherwise, you recognize that the price you may pay might cost you more than you ever, ever wanted to. So here's the deal. If you want to be drama-free, Paul is telling you to ask yourself this very question. What is the wise thing for me to do? What is the wise thing for me to do? My friends, I realize that I have a very high standard for a lot of things. My man is oftentimes reminding me what I was doing when I was 18 to 23 years old. And you know what? We don't even want to use me as a comparison because I'm not talking about the wise thing for you to do. I'm talking about the wise thing for me to do, right? In every situation, if I plug in, what is the wise thing for me to do? It's inevitable that I would view every invitation, every opportunity, and every situation through a different lens. Because here's the thing, the wise thing for me to do is not based on a cue from you. Okay. Andy Stanley went on in his teaching to talk about how drama can always be traced back to unwise decisions, right? We often wonder, like, how did we get in this situation? I'm going to tell you. When we look at a situation, I know I got the peace sign from Kurt, meaning I got 2 minutes left, and this is the key to this whole program today. We are talking about what is the wise thing to do based on my past, based on my present, and based on my future. Let me help you with this. What is the wise thing to do in light of when I did this last time, how it ended? So what's fine for the crew might not be wise for you, or in this case for me. What is the wise thing to do based on my present situation, based on my financial situation, my parenting, my marriage? What is the wise thing in this present moment I should do? Maybe not forever, but for the present moment, what is the wise thing to do? Not forever, but for now. And lastly, what is the wise thing to do for my future? Okay, in light of my hopes and dreams, in light of the person I want to become, in light of the life that I want to live, what would be the wise thing for me to do in this moment? Okay, I'm not talking about the next 10 years. I'm not talking about decisions beyond the next decision, the next invitation, the next opportunity, and the next situation. And I'm a freak about this stuff, my friends, because I did not make wise decisions. And I found myself in situations that were not becoming of the person that I would hope to be. Because here's the deal. You got a personal vision. I promise you it will be a catalyst for wise decisions. It will be a great motivator when you recognize that your personal vision can be and will be a catalyst for wise decisions. My friend, life is always connected, and any event is not an isolated event, because the famous quote in my house, my kids could quote it backwards and forwards, not saying they do it, just saying they know it, that the present will someday be in your past, and your past will always be present in your future. Thanks for journeying with Judy. This week, keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.